my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and thank you for listening today on Wednesday. Wednesday is always a great day, but of course, college graduation there. I don't get to preach in college, high school, college, because they're done. They're graduated, but they still have elementary and junior high and high school, and Wednesday night service. We're going to have a great day today. Thank you for listening on this day today, and we're speaking about the church. We're in 1 Corinthians 16 and the Lord's Day. We're talking about the Lord's Day, every day this week. Get to church. My wife can generally call it. She'll say, oh, that family's not going to be in church tomorrow. I can just see. They're not coming. And she's always right. You know what? Don't make provision to lay out a church. So I'm just so tired. We'll be tired at church. Isn't it amazing? The book of Hebrews talks about rest, 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 rest. I'm so excited about getting to heaven to rest. But right now down here, It's we'll work till Jesus comes. Get to church. You folks, listen, you lose your voice. You lose your voice. You're in the choir. You lose your voice. You have no voice to sing. I was taught in college this, but Brother Don Scoville, I was taught you don't have a voice. You get up there and mouth the words. Just smile and mouth the words. Where every church in America, you look out, I'm certain every church in America, if you have a choir, you look out and say, oh, they're not in the choir today. They're not in the choir there. They're not in the choir today. Where are they? Get there, get there, get there. Oh, boy. Jesus is with me everywhere I go. Wherever you are, you lay in bed on Sunday. He's right there with you when you should be at church. Jesus is with us. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go. Well, he's going to go with you. And all the time, you can just count on him. Well, today we're in 1 Corinthians 16. The first day is so important. Give the first day of every week to God. Give every day to God. But assemble to worship him and sing to him and pray. We sang that song 3 weeks ago. Well, sing it again. Your heart's been breathing 80 beats per minute about. Well, yeah, just so consistent. Well, thank God it is. Get to church. You have all week to, you know, for example, I love ice cream. I just love, rarely eat it because it affects my throat. And of course, it's dairy, it's mucus forming. And so, you know, preachers, I, for years, even if I'd eat it in the past, very rarely do I eat it. If I eat a little bit of ice cream once a quarter, it'd be amazing. And I love it. I wish I could have a bowl every night. I grew up that way. But the thing is, my voice, it needs to be strong every day. So I don't have the ability to do it. Wait a minute. But in the days gone by, when I'd eat some, I would never eat from Thursday night forward because I wanted to have a voice for Sunday. I really felt like it was imperative to be as strong a voice as possible and get to church. Everything was getting to church. Here's the song. Let's listen to it, because he stayed on the cross. He stayed. And we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 16. I'm going to get right with it immediately.
The master's disciples went to buy bread, but he stayed at the well on that day. And the woman got more than she came there for. It's as if I can hear her say,
Now, concerning the collection of the saints, as I have given an order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, if God has prospered him, that to be no gatherings will come. Yeah, you get together the first day of the week. How? And I know nowadays you can tithe from online and all that, but how do you get to church and sing and bring praise and fill your spot? Sunday school teachers, and we have an incredible four divisions of Sunday school teachers. And I'm telling you, really, basically, by and large, they're all in their spot. I want you to take a vacation. But by and large, our Sunday school teachers are right there. I mean, they're right there. That's where you ought to be. You ought to be in your class. You ought to be showing an example and setting an example. Many in our church could not be Sunday school teachers. They're not faithful enough to be a Sunday school teacher. I told you about the presidents who would not fish on Sunday and walk to God's house, and the runner that won the gold medal because he would refuse used to run on Sunday, and all those things. The man that overtook the other horses and the wagons after by 2 weeks because he rested his family and horses on Sunday. Let me give you another twist to it. A farmer once wrote a letter to an editor and said, "Dear sirs, I've been trying to experiment. I have a field of corn, which I plowed on Sunday. I planted on Sunday. I cultivated on Sunday. I cut it and hauled it to the barn on Sunday. And I find that I have more corn per acre than any others that gathered in my neighbors this October." The farmer sent the letter, and sure that the editor would have no answer but to smear and to sneer it. But imagine his feelings when the next issue of the paper he read his own letter in print. And at the end of this one was this one sentence, "God does not make full settlements in October." You see, I know we say, okay, you rest your animals, you rest your machinery and all that, but you're going to produce more. I don't know about all that. I think it sounds true. But you don't go worship God because of what you get. Worship is bringing honor to God. "Well, I'll have more corn in the crib if I don't." That's not the reason you go. You might have less corn, but you've been right before God. How important we get this thing together that we realize the importance of going to God's house. General Grant was in Paris, and he refused to do things on Sunday and go to the races and make negotiation. And they invited him to, and he said to the French people, "I don't want to be discourteous," but he declined all Sunday invitations. "It's not in accord with the custom of my country." Listen to that. "It's not in accord with the custom of my country or with the spirit of my religion to spend Sunday at the races. I will go to the house of the Lord." Isn't that amazing? He said, "I'm going to make Sunday the priority." And to all of us, you say, "Well, I'm not married. It's just me." Well, then set an example to yourself and to others. Get there to worship God. We worship him in song. We worship him in our holding the Bible in our hand. We worship him with our tithes and offerings. We worship him by making decisions. We have taken everything. But nowadays, people, many, I thank God, my people all carry Bibles, but most churches, or many churches, I shouldn't say most, they don't carry a Bible. They carry their phone and look it up on the phone. I don't like carrying a Bible. I don't like carrying a checkbook. I don't like doing all these things. And we do the God thing and we get it out of the way, but we've not been involved with them. I watch people in churches all over America. They sit, not toward the front. Those in the front generally sing. But I watch them midway back, all the way to the back. Most of the time, they're not singing. I watch them in balconies across America. They don't really sing. It's just different. It's so quiet, perhaps, up there. I've never sat in the balcony. I don't know. But I tell you what, singing is bringing honor to God, and tithing is bringing honor to God, and being in your spot is being an honor to God. And the Sunday, the entire thing is not if you'll have more corn, or not if your horses will endure, or not if you'll win the race, but Sunday is obedience to God's word, to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. And upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by in stores, but God has prospered him. And Thomas saw the necessity. 8 days later, he was in church. He gathered together with the people of God. Father, help us to get true and honest with Sunday and with our dear God, with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.